probably not always. Anyway, it's time for Skull Tall, and this week we're going to do a little bit of follow-up from what we were doing last week during our Fun Drive episode. And by the way, congratulations to us, because we successfully completed our Fun Drive, and thank you very much for everybody who's donated. It's gone to a good cause. We'll be able to continue to operate and bring you wonderful, lovely, happy programming. Speaking of which, today's program is going to be a lot more than just happy. It's going to be an entire smorgasbord of different emotions. We're going to be continuing on with the Afterlives series, which I've been playing for the last couple of weeks, and we have a few more to go. So that will be coming up for us in just a moment here on CITR 101.9 FM. Relax, begin your weekend with us, and take a listen to some spoken word entertainment.
Be intrigued, be amazed, be inspired. Attend a 3-minute thesis competition and experience the purpose and passion of some of UBC's finest graduate student researchers. Attending is free and awesome. Come out to the semis on March 8th from 1 to 4:30 and the finals on March 10th from 4:30 to 6 in the Graduate Student Center Ballroom. Listen, learn, and leave feeling smarter. Check out 3mt.grad.ubc.ca for more information.
You ever have one of those days? A day you've stretched out for longer than you care to remember. One that you've never allowed to finish, but you know has to finish eventually. But you don't want to face it. I have. This is insane.
Stop, right there!
Relax, David. I don't mean you any harm.
Well, I know. Angels can sense a lie easily enough. I'm just not particularly interested in your company.
My name is Barabob. I just want to talk.
I'm rather sure that's not allowed.
Oh, I don't think that bothers you too much. Enjoying the view?
It's pointless. All of it.
Then why bother to watch?
It's my job. I'm here to observe.
You don't sound too happy about that.
I just do as I'm told.
Rather my boss than yours.
Rather my halo than your horns.
Touché.
I think I've had enough of this.
Wait! Like I said, I want to talk to you.
Hey! Hey, why am I tied up? Who's there?
I'd like to talk to you, Dave.
I can't see anything! What have you done to me?
Relax. It's just a hood. We don't have a great deal of time, so I'd like to get started.
We came here to find a doctor for Kyra. Where is he?
Close. Kyra's fine, too.
And the others? Where are they?
They're a little... tied up right now. Enough chat. Let's get started.
What's all this about?
You, my friend. I'd like to find out what makes you tick.
Sorry, not interested.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a voluntary process. Your daughter had some very interesting items lying around. Like this, for instance.
Left my eyes.
Matthew.
Hmm?
Matthew.
What's happening?
You were knocked out. You need to get up and help the others.
How?
Matthew, time's a factor here. Up!
Guys, you there? We're tied up. Hang on. Right, I've got my hands free. Here.
Oh, my head.
Steady. You sound a bit funny there, son.
What's wrong with my voice?
Something weird's happening here.
Oh, God. I can see myself.
Huh?
I'm standing right there. I've been doubled.
Kyra, are you feeling all right?
Did you just call me Kyra? How dare you?
We've been body swapped.
No, I can't be trapped in this. Oh, God, I'm so ugly.
Keep a handle on yourself, Sal.
Matthew.
Sal? I mean, Tor? Oh, this is going to get confusing. What is it?
I have boobies.
An angel who's lived a mortal life. A unique situation as far as I know.
What can I say? I'm a special guy.
More than you know. I'm interested in what it was like for you, being alive.
It might as well have been hell.
Let's go back. The late 19th century, in the London slums.
Davith, where did you learn jokes like that?
I'll have you know I've been around.
Well, I can certainly tell that much. Although I'm still not convinced you're actually a Spaniard. That accent sounds a bit more English to me.
I've been here a while. I'm not really Spanish either, to be honest.
Where are you from then, honestly?
Far, far away, Isabel.
You miss home?
Sometimes. Not too often, though.
Bad situation?
Something like that. Pass me the wine.
I know all about bad situations. It's better down here.
You all right?
It's just this cough. Can't shift it.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Who down here can afford a doctor? No, this wine's all the help I need.
Look, if it's about money...
It's about who I am, Davith. How many doctors in town would open the doors to a woman like me? The only gentleman I meet come down alleys to find me.
It's not safe what you do.
What is? We're here tonight, tucked away in a warm cellar with wine and good company. What else matters?
Nothing, I suppose.
Good. Drink up.
Where's Anna? I haven't seen her at all this week.
Anna. She's gone. Got sick Sunday past. Almost coughed her guts up the next day. Polly found her down by the river on Thursday.
No.
Oh, look at you. No point being sad, Davith. C'est la vie, as they say in your own country.
Actually, that's French.
Well, la-dee-da.
Isabel, I really think I should take you to a doctor.
That's very kind. But no, it's just the way of the world for people like you and me. Now stop frowning like that and drink up. We can always get more wine.
You were close to this woman.
She was a good person, a friend.
And she died?
They all did, eventually.
Everyone except you.
Turns out I had a stronger constitution than I would have liked.
So you mixed with the sick, tried to catch it yourself, but it didn't work?
No. Everything was too well planned for that.
Let's move on.
Sal, calm down.
That's easy for you to say. You're fine. Why is that, anyway?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm immune.
Please. You're always wiping that nose of yours when you think we're not looking. If I'm not immune, there's no way you are.
She has a point. My body's genetics are perfect. My real body, that is. And where's Dave?
I haven't seen him. You think he's in trouble?
It's us we're talking about, Matthew.
You don't think he's gone funny again, do you?
Stop that! You're not supposed to have your hands anywhere near those. Well, except that one time. But you decided you didn't want to talk about that again. So hands off the merchandise.
I think we're in some sort of storage room. This medical place is pretty big, right? Why don't we go see if we can get help?
Good idea.
The moment we find a cure, I'm going first.
Tor?
Tor!
Oh, right. Yeah, good plan. You know, these things are amazing.
Arrival in 25.
What do you suppose is arriving in 25?
With our luck, nothing good. We should get moving.
I'll get the door. Might as well use these muscles for something.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Kyra?
I just opened the door. Oh.
What is that? Keep it away from me.
Careful, it's got a needle.
I'll try to grab it.
Kyra, that's my body you're throwing about there. But don't break my fingernails.
I'll get its attention. Kyra can grab it.
Really? You?
Think so.
Now!
Hey, pointy needle flying machine thing, over here! Oh, crap.
Ow! Damn, my hand!
My hand, you mean?
Watch it, it might come back to life.
When it looks dead enough.
We're all dead.
Fair point, I'll stay back.
That's weird.
What?
There's nothing in its needle. The worst it could have done is given us a little prick.
Tor knows all about that. Oh.
Let's see what's outside.
You've seen a lot of death, of course. As an angel, you must have witnessed the end of countless lives. Why was it so different while you were alive?
It's harder to keep your distance. Every time you think you can make a difference, you find out it's just all so pointless. The Second World War was the worst.
Oh, come on, I'm right here!
Great! Close enough to get me bruised, but not to finish the job!
Help!
Hello?
Help me! Please!
I can't see you. There's too much dust.
Over here!
Hang on! Here, give me your hand! Can you walk?
Yeah! I'll just get stuck underneath the stone now. Bloody Nazis! Oh. Can you believe not so long ago we were just getting on with our lives? Perfectly happy.
Well, I've been around for a while. This kind of thing happens more than you'd think.
Don't you live close by?
Around.
Follow me. There's a shelter about 5 minutes this way.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just get going.
What? Don't be stupid, mate. What were you doing out during the raid anyway? I would have been in the shelter if I hadn't dropped 10 bob in my shop. Thought I could lift it before I left, idiot that I am. Your wife's gonna kill me.
I was just... Look, I like to take walks.
When it's raining bombs, you're right in the head.
Probably not. Look, you should go. I don't think the raid's finished.
Well, thanks again. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too.
You were trying to kill yourself?
No, that wasn't allowed. It was against the rules of my...
Situation?
Yeah. But I thought that, you know, if I just happened to be around when a bomb dropped, well, wouldn't be my fault, would it?
However, it doesn't seem like you had such a bad experience, though. You probably saved that man's life.
For all the good it did.
What do you mean?
I saw him again, about a week later, dead under a collapsed wall. He'd thrown himself over his wife, like he could protect her from all that falling stone. They were both gone. It was just all so... pointless.
But you held on for a long time afterwards, didn't you? Your own death came much later.
Arrival in 20.
Oh, the corridor splits. Great. Which way?
That way. Go right. No, go left. Don't be ridiculous. Right! Why's that ridiculous? I prefer left to right.
Yes, I remember.
Will you two stop? We go right first, then track back if it doesn't seem to go anywhere useful. Sound fair, Matthew?
Hey, Matthew!
Matthew, go left!
What?
Listen to me, go left!
How do you know?
Call it a hunch, that's the way you want to go.
A hunch? I may as well flip a coin.
Have I let you down once yet?
Fine, I'll just...
What is it? What are you looking at?
You're starting to look kind of familiar. I think I'm remembering something.
That's great, but now's really not the time. Go back to them, get moving.
Right, sure.
To left, right, to left.
Matthew.
I was just thinking.
Could you try to avoid tuning out for more than 10 minutes, please?
We're going left. Come on.
So you'd been on Earth both as an angel and in the mortal life you were given afterwards. It wasn't until the early 21st century that you'd finally had enough. What I don't understand is, why then?
Why are you so interested in all this?
I'm asking the questions, Dave.
Who do you work for? Administrator? The devils? Or are you just freelance?
Perhaps another dose of shock treatment is in order.
No. It's not a particularly interesting story, you know.
Humour me.
How about you take this hood off first? Let me see your face.
All in good time. Now get to the story before I start to get bored and have to do something about it.
Fine. There's nothing much to tell, really. It wasn't a big dramatic moment like a war or anything like that. It was just a car and a street and a child. I was back in London, out in the suburbs. First time I'd been back since the war. Nothing much had changed. There's still plenty of killing going on in the world. But, well, I'd come to accept that. I was starting to think I'd never be allowed to leave. I was stuck in life. I wasn't content, but, well, I'd got used to it. I was waiting in a number 42 bus. Just an ordinary bus stop, like 1,000 others in the city. The street was quiet. There hadn't been a car in ages. A little girl came past. I don't really remember what she looked like. She was wearing a blue ribbon in her hair and one of her shoelaces was untied. I really wasn't paying much attention. I generally found it easier back then if I just walked around in a daze. The girl was looking at something in her hand. I don't know what, a toy or a chocolate or something. She took a couple of steps forward and then her lace caught under and she tripped. I remember I came to a bit just then. But I thought she was going to cry, but she didn't. She just picked herself up and I looked away again. I didn't even see the car until it was right there. She wasn't moving. I'd seen enough then to know she was gone. I didn't have time to look at the driver. And then I just thought, what is the point? It happens over and over. People kill each other, then they get punished or they get away with it, but it doesn't change anything. It doesn't fix anything. Nothing ever changes. And then the bus came. And at that point, I wasn't really thinking. I started to walk, and when I got to the curb, I didn't stop. And then... when I woke up, I was in the box. End of story.
Interesting. So you started as an angel, crossed back into the living world, then returned as... what? A dead angel? Something else?
I don't know what I am now.
A runaway?
Yes, I suppose.
So the big question is, how did you cross back?
I don't know. I walked in front of a bus, then I was in the box.
But there has to be more to it than that. There's a line between things, life and death, one after life and another, yet you can cross these lines. How does it work?
I don't know.
You're lying to me.
I can't help you.
Let's see if I can encourage you.
Arrival in 10.
We're back at the reception.
There's no sign of Dave here either.
You think he's okay?
I hope so.
Maybe he went out.
No, this whole afterlife is empty apart from the facility, remember? One genius doctor's massive ego trip.
Okay, we're here in the centre. That's the cloud dock over that side, and the doctor's office should be there.
That's the opposite side of the facility.
And we've got company coming in less than 10 minutes.
I don't think we have a choice. The doctor's our best chance to swap our bodies back, and it's not like any of us can fly the cloud without Dave anyway.
Hang on. I think I can.
What?
I can?
Well, no, I can. Remember when you touched the heart of the cloud? That bonded me to it, just a little. I can get it to the doctor's office. The cloud can fly through anything.
Are you sure?
You have a better idea right now?
You can definitely do this.
Matthew, we don't have time. Do you trust me or not? Well...
I know your name. Is Eve right?
Yes, Matthew, but you really need to...
How do we know each other? It feels like...
Matthew, you do not want to be here when that countdown hits zero. Go to the cloud now.
Okay, but we need to talk.
Yes, we do, but later.
Okay. I can fly the cloud.
Ow.
Dave showed me.
When?
When you were caged up and those two were not talking. Look, does it matter? We're running out of time.
This is ridiculous. He can't fly the cloud. He can barely dress himself.
I can do this.
We don't give him enough credit. If he says he can fly it, I believe him. You sure, Matthew?
Yes. You go get fixed up and I'll meet you there. Any luck, we'll find Dave and get out of here.
Fine, get going.
This is a terrible plan.
See you soon.
Be careful, Matthew.
You too.
There has to be a way. A secret only you angels know.
I told you, there's nothing like that. It's just the way we are. It's just something we can do, like being able to tell the truth from lies. It's just the way we're built.
Well, you can do better than that.
You're an idiot, you know that? I can do this all day. With my cloud this close, I can keep pulling strength out of it till my friends find us. You're not going to get anything out of me.
The cloud. Of course.
What?
You're bonded to it. Everything you can do, everything you know, it's in there.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does. Excellent. I think we're done here.
Who are you?
You want to see.
No.
This is a surgery.
Why is it so dark? Look at this. It was just sitting here in the middle of the room.
Careful, don't!
Thor, what were you thinking? You could have killed us, you idiot! Why me? I'm back! Thor, you beautiful man!
This might be a bit predictable coming from me, but that was kind of easy.
Almost like it was left there for us to find.
You mean like that suspiciously locked door over there with the key hanging beside it?
Arrival in 5.
What do you think?
Might as well.
Dave!
You all right? I'll help you up.
Where's Matthew?
Gone to get the cloud.
No! Who are you?
You want to see?
No.
Surprised. Should really pay more attention.
Matthew, why would you... Where are the others?
Like I said, tied up. I'm about to go get them, actually. Got to do this first, though.
Arrival in 30.
What have you done?
I've just called some friends. They'll be coming along to pick you all up in about 30 minutes.
The others will find me before then.
I doubt that.
You see this? It's a useful little instrument the doctor had on him. See, sometimes to diagnose a patient's illness, he has to jump into their body. It's how he figured out how to cure Kyra of her vampirism. Once I've done a little switching with others, they'll be too distracted to do anything about you. Not until it's too late anyway.
This just doesn't make any sense.
Well, looks like your angelic lie detector got a bit screwed up when you were made mortal, doesn't it? That would have made it much harder to live right under your nose without you noticing.
Who are you really?
My name's Eve. Be seeing you.
Wait!
There's Matthew.
Matt, wait! Don't listen to her!
He's turning back!
Wait for us!
They're already here. We should just wait.
No, Matthew. There's something I want you to see.
What is it?
It's about Dave. The cloud remembers everything he's done. He hasn't been honest with you.
What? No, he's our friend. He's the only reason I get out of the box.
Just watch.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry.
How could he do that?
I told you before, you can't trust them. I'm the only friend you've got, Matthew.
The others...
We'll be fine. But you can't be here when the other ship arrives. You have to come somewhere else first.
Where?
To find me. Matthew, please. It's time we met. Properly.
He's looking back, I think. Who's he looking at?
Me.
Matthew, no! Don't go! Matthew!
He left us behind.
Arrival imminent.
We're not going to be alone for long.
You think it's the administrator?
No, this is worse.
It's another cloud!
It's the angels.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Not for me.
Dave, it's been harder to track you than it should have been.
What are you doing traveling in a cloud, Barry?
My deal with the supervisors wasn't working out for me, so I went to see the angels. They can't wait to get you back under lock and key.
What?
He still hasn't told you. Dave here is a criminal. He was sentenced to live a mortal life until the angels saw fit to bring him back. But he left early.
A criminal?
Sal, come here.
Don't listen to him.
You're lying to us again, Barry. Dave took us to heaven right after we escaped.
Let me guess, the empty one? That was abandoned centuries ago. Good cover story, though.
Is that true? Dave?
It's not as simple as he's making it out to be.
Of course, it doesn't matter if you believe me or not. I'm the only one here with means of transport, so, you're going to have to come along with me. Rather careless. Losing your own cloud.
Where are you taking us?
To see the angels. In purgatory.
This isn't their fault. I just brought them along.
They've been to the box too. Your brothers want them questioned. All aboard now.
God, you better do as he says.
Don't talk to me, turncoat.
Sal,
No, stay away from her.
Kyra, talk some sense into them.
You lied to us, Dave.
I wouldn't feel so bad about it. It's a speciality.
This.
Wait! Like I said, I want to talk to you.
I'm in enough trouble already. The other angels keeping a close eye on me.
And not just them.
What do you mean?
All you angels ever seem to do is stand back and watch all this happen. All the death. It suits us well enough, of course, but it can't exactly provide you with much job satisfaction.
So?
We know you've already been reprimanded for trying to intervene.
Yeah, well, that was the fall of Troy. It wasn't as romantic as the story makes out.
So I have an offer.
An offer from a devil. Well, thanks, but I'll pass.
Like you said, an angel can spot a lie easily enough. Unless it's from another angel, of course. That's why we need you. If I'm lying to you at all, you'll know.
You have 5 minutes.
You angels like to preach about balance and the cycle of things. How you can't intervene with a natural order. But we disagree. If we all took a stronger hold of the process, it'll be much more efficient.
Less death, you mean?
Less waste. Just how many afterlives are there out there? Neither heavens nor hells. Not really. It's a mess. We propose that the higher beings take a more hands-on approach to events in life. Less chaos, more guidance for the souls below.
Oh, I thought there might be a catch. You get to pull more of the dead your way.
Of course, we take something from the arrangement. We end up with more souls in our hells. All those who would have gone to the limbos and the purgatories of their own creation. Just as many would be saved, though, and far fewer of the living would kill if they knew the consequences for sure. It wouldn't stop all our killing forever, but it would make a difference.
You're not lying.
No, you'd have thought it. An angel and a devil having an honest conversation. Well, what do you think?
What would my part be?
Initially, just feeding us information. What the angels are doing, how their operation works. Once we're in a position to do some damage, they'll have to come to a compromise with us.
You're talking about a war?
No. I'm talking about the threat of a war. Just enough to change things. I trust your lie detector hasn't gone off yet.
You're asking me to betray my people?
The same people who let Troy burn. The same people who have forced you to watch every massacre since. As a lesson to you.
Of course, the experience may have taught you just how beautiful the natural order is. In that case, you won't even have the slightest interest in my offer.
When do you want to start?
Always a pleasure to make a new friend. Put it there.
Let's just call it a working relationship for now, Barry.
Barry, I like that. I think I'm going to enjoy working with you. Dave.
Last Band Standing is the AMS Events annual band competition. The winner gets an opener spot at the AMS Black Party, a live performance music video, and more. It's all on right now, so head on over to ams.ubc.ca to vote for the winner until March 8th, and then come out to see the finale. The show is on March 10th at the Pit, with doors at 8 p.m. Tickets are $5 in advance. All proceeds go to Music Heals. Check out AMS Events on Facebook for more info.
You ever have one of those days where you let your guard down just for a second and everything just flies apart? Where you do something you can't take back? I have, over and over.
What's so funny?
You drilled a little while you were sleeping.
Oh. Where am I?
On the train.
Where am I going?
Doesn't really matter. The line just runs in a circle.
I'm sorry, but do we know each other?
Quite well. That's why you're here.
There were some people that I think I'm supposed to be with them.
Not right now. Come on. This is us.
Where are we?
The first memory.
Who's...
Ours, Matthew. It's time you remembered everything.
Tell you anything. Far as we knew, Dave was the same as the rest of us. I'm not even sure what it is he's supposed to have done. Where are the others?
Do you have any idea who I am? You can treat me like this. I'm not a criminal, I'm royalty. The first time we knew anything about this was when you sent that devil to pick us up.
It's been right difficult. Staying ahead of the supervisors? We didn't know Dave was a threat as well.
The crew? Just me, Dave, Tor, and Sal? You must have made a mistake.
Just me, Sal, Kara, and Dave. That was it. No idea who you're talking about.
Ha! Don't talk to me about him. His name's Matthew. He stole Dave's cloud and disappeared, little weasel.
I was in the box for a couple of years, worked on a few of the lower levels, but I've no idea what they were doing there.
How should I know? I did enough to avoid being thrown in the graveyards, and that was it. I didn't exactly keep any souvenirs of my time in eternal servitude, you know?
No, he's asking me. Spent most of my time mopping up other people's dung.
Free to go then, are we?
Now that's the most depressing looking place I've seen since I was 10.
What happened when you were 10?
Accidentally burned down my village.
So, we're just supposed to walk out into that? It's a wasteland. What are we meant to do?
There's some work going on over there.
It's purgatory.
Oh no, they can't make me work. I'm too delicate and pretty. And I look terrible in overalls.
Oh, overalls.
Let's set up in one of those tents. Think about what to do next.
You think they've got Dave close by?
I don't think Dave's our problem anymore, Tor. We're on our own.
Wakey, wakey, Dave.
Barry?
Great.
Where are the other angels?
They've left your interrogation up to me.
Nothing to say to you.
Good. I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, I need to get more sleep. Who's there?
Who do you think? You alright, honey?
Yeah, I'm just tired. I was listening to the rain.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems to remind me of something. Do we know Apollo?
I don't.
That's weird. Where have you been?
Work. You remember work, don't you? The place I go to with all the sick people?
Oh, yeah, of course. You're a nurse.
Are you sure you're okay, Matthew?
I'm fine. So how was work?
Not great. Mr. Hall died today.
I'm sorry.
Just put me on a bit of a downer. I see it all the time, but I still wonder if he's still out there or up there or, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing I can't remember what it's like.
What was like?
Dying. God, Matthew, I can't believe you forgot that. Do you even listen when I'm talking to you?
Oh, of course I do. I'm just a bit scatty today.
Yeah, well, your fiancée tells you she was dead for 30 seconds as a child. You think that'd stick? My family mention it often enough.
I remember now. Asthma attack, right?
I don't know where your head is half the time. Actually, shouldn't you be getting off now?
Where to?
I thought you said you had a class.
Well, that was weird. Did you feel that? Eve. What's wrong? Hey. Hey, look at me. Can you see me? Eve.
Hello? I can. Yeah, I called the college. There's no class tonight. What? Where did you see him? Oh, I'll go now. No, I want to see for myself. I'll call you later. Bye.
What is all this?
I can't believe this. After everything we've been through, stuck here.
Maybe we can sneak back into the complex, steal a cloud.
None of us can fly one, Tor.
Matthew could.
Matthew's gone.
So what do we do?
I honestly don't know, Sal.
I suppose we'll have to join the workforce, eventually. You know, the way they're working over there reminds me of the shipbuilders in my village. Everyone's got a small job to do, and then they pass it on to the next worker. It's very organised.
You think it's more than just work for its own sake?
Can't tell for sure. I wasn't the best builder in the world. Only thing I ever finished was an oar, and I got that back to front.
What would they be building, anyway?
I don't know. It just seems like they're preparing for something. And you notice how we've barely seen any angels? Where are they all?
And what they're doing?
So,
so this train just travels from one memory to the next?
That's how it works.
And there's no one else on board?
There might be, in the other carriages. We can't get past this one.
How long have you been here?
I'm not sure. Time passes differently here. I've been through the memories more times than I can count now, though.
But why? What's the point of it all?
Teach me a lesson. We all have to take responsibility for the things we've done, Matthew.
What have I done?
Wait a bit longer. Next memory's close.
Eve, what are you doing sitting in the dark?
Remember that party we went to after graduation?
What?
You were talking to the dean, and I was getting some drinks, and a man came up to me. Can't remember his name now, but he asked if I just qualified. He said he was looking for nurses to go out to India and Nepal.
Where's all this coming from?
Didn't even consider it. I mean, I spent every summer travelling at uni, but it didn't occur to me even once to ask him more about it. I knew you wanted to get settled in a flat. I just smiled and went away to find you.
Eve, what's going on?
How was your course?
Oh, it was fine. I'm late because I went for a few drinks with some of the guys thereafter. Sorry.
I'm going to bed.
Night.
Arrgh! I'm so bored. Tor, come over here and entertain me.
No, Tor, don't.
Oh, don't be such a prude. Just turn your back if it upsets you.
Oh, God.
Don't I get a say in this?
Huh. You should just be grateful.
Not that grateful, if I remember right.
Oh, just send me to the graveyard now.
What are you talking about? I was sensational.
No, you were... You were fine.
Fine? Fine?
Not terrible. Not amazing. Just fine.
Right, that's it. Get your hairy carcass over here now and I'll show you fine.
Guys!
Luke, it's not a big issue, Sal. Things happened. We've got past that. Probably best to forget it.
Forget? Nobody forgets moi. Yearn for desire, yes, but not forget!
Guys!
Oh, just get over yourself, Sal. I did my best to look after you. I like your friend when you're annoying the others. Then, after we... You know, you're either uncomfortable around me or you're holding me around. I'm not your lapdog, you know.
Guys!
What?
Can we concentrate on the man with the gun, please?
Oh, hello.
Were we being too loud?
What do you want?
You're gonna help me destroy the angels.
Did you like my little present? The one I left you on the cloud?
Oh yes, whispers in my head, psychotic tendencies. It almost worked. Nice backup system too, having it suck emotion out of anyone who touched it.
I'm impressed you managed to get rid of it.
Well, actually, that was Sal.
The little one.
She's tougher than she looks.
But probably hates you as much as the rest do about now. Naughty Dave, with his naughty secrets.
I still don't understand why the angels are trusting you. All my problems started because I helped you in the first place.
Oh, I think we both know you did more than that, Dave.
I fed you information because you said it would help us create a new order. Save souls. It's probably for the best that they found me out before you drew up your battle plans. It's not like you're the most trustworthy sort.
Why, Dave? I'm hurt. You don't know what it's like to hear an old friend say something like that.
We're not friends. I trusted you once because I was naive, just as my dear brothers and sisters are being right now.
The angels don't have any choice but to trust me. Things have slipped out of control.
What things?
The supervisors.
The box? Is it threatening the angels somehow?
It's bad for us all. The administrator takes most of the souls who travel into the afterlives before anyone else can get hold of them. That number has increased even more since you escaped. The angels think they know what the administrator is doing and they don't like it.
What is she doing?
Wouldn't you like to know? I don't think it's just the box, though. Something else is wrong. But they haven't shared that with me.
I can't believe they're sharing anything at all. Things must be bad to ally themselves with you.
Oh, things are certainly bad, Dave. Why do you think I switched sides? War's coming.
Okay, we're here. What now? Knock the door and ask them to let us in?
Nah, it takes more than that. I've been here a while, though, and I've noticed there are fewer and fewer angels standing guard. Won't put up with any distractions, especially this close to complex.
So, what has this got to do with any of us?
Drink this. You and the big one.
What is it? I'm not touching anything I don't know. I learned that lesson after my brother gave me a tankard of yellow snow water.
Something the workers brew. It's strong.
Oh, it's just booze. Give it here. I could do with a drink.
Sal, wait.
Oh, that's nothing. It's just a... It's just... When I saw that thing with that thing, I was, what was I saying?
What?
You next.
I don't hold drink very well, you know.
Leave him alone. I'll take it.
No. You look like you've got half a brain.
It's all right, Kara. Ah. That's kind of, warm. Tickly. Where's my shoes? I thought I was wearing shoes. Oh, no, that's my ear.
If this hurts them...
Shut up. Right, you two, try and open the door.
Okie dokie. Oops. Almost fell over that big hole there. Big hole. La, la, la.
I'll get it. It's right here. Here, I mean. Oh, no. Here. Yeah. Okay. And...
Careful, Thor. I think that's a guardy person. Oh, he has a really big... Oh, no. This guy's gun is better.
Good. Inside, all of you.
I'm sorry. I don't even remember being with you, never mind anyone else.
I know. You had to start over fresh with your memories. It's complicated.
But if this was my fault, if I hurt you, then why do you have to keep going through it?
Because of what happened after.
What's wrong with the lights?
This is the worst bit.
This isn't the way we came out.
Back entrance. Keep moving.
The walls are kind of... clear. I think I can see out.
My job? Let me have a look.
Will you guys keep it down?
We just want a little look.
Keep moving.
Just a second. Oh my. There's a lot of them, isn't there?
A lot of what?
Clouds? Look, there must be hundreds at least.
Most of the angels were called back here a few months ago. Now get moving before I have to make you.
Guys, do as he says.
Okay.
Why do they have so many clouds just sitting here?
They're preparing for something. Stop. Just those two now.
What?
Just you and the big one. Go ahead.
Why?
Just do it.
Oh, you're such a pain in the...
What was that?
Defense system. Those two better start running before the angels come.
They're in no state to run. They'll be caught in no time.
That's the idea. You're with me.
Hello? Kara? Other person?
I think they're gone.
Oh, we should probably run.
Yes.
Now would be best, probably.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Oh, dear. Sounds like something's wrong.
I'm sure they can take care of it.
Really? Then why do you look so worried? The alarm really shouldn't be going on this long.
No.
So, I know the complex quite well. Spent some time here. We could go have a look?
Yes, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Give you time to get away.
And that's the secondary alarm system. If it's the administrator, I'd imagine you'll be in a lot of trouble.
Fine. We'll check, but you don't leave my sight.
Whatever you say, boss.
What do you mean the worst bit? What happens now?
We have to listen before we get off.
Listen to what?
To her.
Who is she?
The only innocent person here.
I don't like this. I want off. Let me off.
You feel it, don't you? You're remembering.
I don't remember anything. I just feel... Just let me off.
She's our responsibility, Matthew.
What did we do?
Come and see.
I remember this car.
You bought me it for graduation. I didn't ever buy another one.
Where are we going?
The next day, I drove after you. I was terrified to spot the car and know it was me, but you didn't look back once. You had other things on your mind.
Is that her?
That's her. Pretty, isn't she? Well, obviously you think so.
I don't remember any of this.
I started the car. I just wanted away from there. I left my glasses at home. You always used to remind me to take them when we left the flat. Not today, though.
Slow down.
I can't. None of this can be changed now. You just have to watch.
Oh, excuse me. What's all this then?
It looks like... Hang on, I need to blink a little bit. It's like an infer... It's like a hospital.
Who's sick?
I don't know. Hey, is it just the drink or do they have wings?
Angels. They're all angels.
And they don't look so well.
Where should go?
There are some pipes over there. Let's go hide.
In the dark? Together?
No, I'm not.
Where are we?
Cinta. This is where they observe and control all of Purgatory.
But there's no one here.
What told you? Something's wrong with the angels. This might be the only chance we've got.
For what?
To destroy it all.
I'm not doing anything for you.
You do what I tell you. Unless you're in a rush to get to the graveyards. You want to die? Properly?
No.
Then push the buttons on the panel over there when I tell you.
And you know the funny thing? I was actually starting to get a hold of myself. I was just about to go for the brakes. I wasn't going to ruin my life over you. I kept thinking about Nepal and the man I met at graduation. I was going to pull into a quiet street to calm down. But I was going too fast. I rounded the corner and... I can't have sat there for more than 10 seconds. But it felt so much longer. Longer than anything that's happened since. 10 seconds was long enough for me to lose everything. You were gone. My career was over. What did I have left? And instead of reaching for the door and checking if the little girl was all right, I hit the accelerator instead.
You killed her and drove away?
Yes. And now I keep doing it. Over and over.
You can't blame me for that.
I don't. Well, not as much as I used to. But there's more.
Things have changed since I was last here. There was never an infirmary before.
Look at them all. They're
dying.
But that's impossible.
Oh, I've done it.
You're unique.
Thank you. I love you too. Something very wrong's happening here. When were you hired to find me?
Not long after you left hell.
And you met with the Angel Council?
Well, no. The contact was made at a distance.
This has been happening for a while then.
Why is nobody caring for them?
There might not be many left. Besides, angels don't get sick. We wouldn't have any idea how to help ourselves.
But if there aren't enough angels...
then the deal you made to betray the Administrator is going to come back and bite you right in your infernal palace.
We should go see if there's anyone in command.
Forget it. I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you're not. This is one of the few places the supervisors haven't got a hold of yet. You're probably safer here than anywhere else. Well, at least for now.
What a tangled web we weave.
Tell me about it. Come on.
There's just...
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to see anymore. I'm not going through those doors.
You have to, Matthew. You can't do what you need to do if you don't understand everything that came before. It's time to wake up. Properly. Take my hand.
What's through there?
My death. And yours.
There. It's almost ready.
Who are you working for? The Administrator?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is personal.
Against who?
Who do you think? The Angels. Sanctimonious jumped up middle managers. They put us through misery, yeah? We're supposed to work off our debt and we get into heaven. Nobody's left purgatory in years now. Too busy building their weapons.
Weapons?
Yes. They work away inside the complex, flying the clouds in and then just disappearing, forcing us to do all the work. Well, we've had enough. This is worse than any ill.
I wouldn't be so sure. I've seen a couple.
Well, better than working towards someone else's war. Keep your hand on that panel. I'm almost done.
Who's that? The goth girl?
I have no idea. I think he's trying to overload the system.
You know, we really should stop controlling our afterlights from single locations. It's asking for trouble.
Oh, nothing if not efficient. Let's go in slowly. You grab him and I'll stop the overload sequence.
Fine.
Almost there.
Oh, my head. I think I fell off the ground.
Told you we shouldn't have climbed that high.
Oh, don't be such a spoil sport. Come on, let's try again. Oh, look, the man with the big gun's back.
Oh, that can't be good. Oh, I think I might have a little nap now. My fed feels funny.
Get back against the wall, both of you. And you two in the shadows there, I can see ya. Move or I'm shooting your friends here.
Okay, okay, we're coming out.
Oh, well done, Dave.
I'm not risking the others.
Not even the green one.
Nobody's going to stop me. This whole place is coming down.
After I hit the girl, I drove away, fast as I could. I wasn't thinking much at all. I wouldn't let myself stop long enough to think. I just wanted to keep going, outrun the day completely. I must have strayed to the other side of the road. I didn't have any time to... I think the car turned over twice, although it's hard to tell, even watching it again.
You didn't die right away?
No. Look out the window there.
Is that...?
It's you. Think you were driving her to a hotel?
Did I see the crash?
More than that. You saw me. We made eye contact, just for a second.
I went past.
You must have seen all the people running out of their houses to help. You knew they would call an ambulance. I suppose you thought you could drop her off somewhere, then double back. That way I'd never know you'd been with her. Anyway, when you came back round the corner, she wasn't in the car anymore.
I think I remember. I came back too fast. I made the same mistake you did, misjudged the corner.
The fire brigade couldn't get close because of the mess. It slowed everything down. We both had to wait, slowly dying. I was the first to go. You weren't long behind.
I killed us both.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Close your eyes, Matthew. Concentrate. You can remember the others now.
What are you doing?
There's part of me inside you, in your mind. It isn't necessary anymore, so I'm taking it out.
The others? I left them behind. The supervisors were coming.
Not the supervisors. The angels. They were taken to purgatory. It's okay. I can call the cloud from here and we can go and find them.
How far away is purgatory?
Where do you think we are now? They're all at the centre of this afterlife. You need to go back to them now. It's time we fixed all this.
How?
The angels are about to go back to the box and we're going with them.
Eve, I'm nothing special. I killed both of us. I'm no help to anyone.
That's not true. I'll explain on the way. We should go now, though. I've had enough of this place. Well?
It was easier when I couldn't remember.
I know. But that can't last forever. Eventually, you just have to face up to the things you've done and try your best to make it right.
Let's go.
You do realise that if you overload the system from here, we're all going to the graveyard. There won't be time to get out.
I can do what needs to be done.
But why does it need to be done? Don't get me wrong, there isn't a single person here who has much time for the angels, but I mean...
But nothing. I used to believe this place was here for a good reason. I thought I'd pay back the mistakes I made in life and get a fresh start, see me family again. But they're never going to let us go. They're just using us like we're slaves and nothing else. Helping them with their war. Purgatory has to go.
What war?
We're not idiots. Half of this afterlife is one big munitions factory.
Do you know what all this is about, Dave?
No, but I think Barry does.
I only know what I've heard in rumour. Word is the angels are preparing for a final offensive on the box.
Why now?
I'm not sure. They think they've run out of time.
Stop talking, all of you. I don't care about any of this. There. One more button press and all this goes away. I'm sorry you all get dragged into this. I can't give you time to get out of it, though. The angels could be here any minute.
They won't be.
What?
They're dying. In the infirmary. We don't know why.
Nobody's rushing to stop you. You don't need to do this.
Please, listen to them. We can work something out.
Nah, I've come this far. I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. If I'm going to die, I'd at least like one last kiss. And I always kiss the man with the biggest weapon.
Stay away from me or I'll...
Oh, please. What am I going to do? I can barely focus on you. Which might be a good thing.
Beppy Crispin presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. We will continue on where we left off next time. From all of us here in Vancouver, my name is Brian McDonald. You've been listening to Skulls Hall. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John. So stay tuned and enjoy your weekend.